Team New Zealand has unveiled the boat it will use to defend the 36th America's Cup in just over 100 days' time. The second generation AC-75 rolled out into public view at the team's base in Auckland's Viaduct last night. The team's three challengers, Luna Rossa, American Magic and Team UK, launched their latest designs last month and have already been testing them on the Waitemata Harbour. Sports reporter Felicity Reid has more.
My name is May God bless her and all who sail on her.
The second generation AC-75 named Te Reo Hetai is a sleek-looking character. The 75-foot hydro-fueling monohull has the potential to go faster than any other America's Cup boat, but like any thoroughbred, the speed may be hard to handle. Experienced America's Cup sailor and Team New Zealand skipper Glenn Ashby says the team's second boat is groundbreaking in its shape.
The new boat's probably one of the most technologically advanced, aerodynamically advanced and hydrodynamically advanced boats that New Zealand's probably ever seen and produced.
The design and build of an America's Cup boat is a process shrouded in secrecy and confidentiality to protect the design IP at vital stages of the campaign. And Ashby thinks they've got it right.
The design of the boat is a key component to success for the America's Cup next year. We're hoping that we've put our eggs in the right basket and time will tell, but we're thoroughly looking forward to getting out there, and if it's as good as what we think it's going to be, hopefully we've made some great gains for boat one.
Team New Zealand's head designer Dan Bernasconi says the team was constantly searching for the perfect balance between hydrodynamic and aerodynamic performance. What they've come up with, Bernasconi says, keeps pushing the boundaries.
We started from a clean sheet and really we thought very hard about the aerodynamics of Te Reo Hetai. I mean, we thought about that for Te Ahi, but not to the same extent, not really taking it back to first principles and just thinking about a purely aerodynamic boat. How can we get the most out of her when she's flying? And then once we got a sort of perfect aero shape, we're like, okay, well, she's still got to float and we've still got to take off. So how can we modify that aerodynamic shape to be something that's also a boat?
The team will be on the water for the first time today testing the race boat, and Bernasconi isn't expecting it will be all plain sailing.
We've got a really good idea of how she should behave. We've simulated her to the sort of nth degree, so hopefully there won't be any surprises. But there will be some niggles. You know, there's a huge amount of complex hydraulics and electronics in the boat. There's always going to be a few teething problems.
However, Team New Zealand's chairman, Stephen Tindall, is confident of paying back those who have supported the team over this campaign.
I personally believe we will reward you by winning in March 2021.
Team New Zealand are now in a race against time to get ready for the World Series regatta starting in 4 weeks. This warm-up regatta will be the first and last chance for the defenders to test their boat head-to-head against the challengers before they wait to find out who they will race for the Auld Mug. The Round Robin Prada Cup Challenger Series between the three international syndicates starts on January 15th, with the winner progressing to race Team New Zealand in the 36th America's Cup, which starts on March 6th. For Morning Report, Felicity Reid.